Dave Carroll from Sons of Maxwell is joining me today. How you doing today, Dave?
Good morning, Shane. I'm doing great.
Awesome. Now, so when was the last time you guys were back in Timmins?
I guess we played our last Christmas concert, not this December, but the December before.
So it's been well over a year.
Yeah.
Wow. So you excited to get back here?
Yeah, well, every year we did those 18 years of Christmas concerts at Timmins High, and every year we always said how happy we were to go back because it's true. And this is another opportunity, but this is a little different because we're playing with the Symphony Orchestra this time, and it's a completely different experience.
Yeah, so that's going to be April 1st. It's this coming Saturday, 8 p.m. At Terrio. Now, you have played with orchestras in the past, but not a lot, right?
No, and in fact, the very first experience we had with an orchestra was with the TSO, and it's 20 years ago. Somebody reminded me just yesterday that it's been 20 years since we did it for the first time at a Christmas Pop series with conductor Jeff Lee, who's no longer not with us, and we miss him a lot. But it was an incredible experience, especially how old we were at the time. We were just getting started, and I never forgot that. And then we, because we had such a good time with that, I commissioned arrangements for some Sons of Maxwell original songs that ended up being used for in Halifax at the Symphony Nova Scotia, and that was an incredible experience, and this is an opportunity to do that again, singing our own songs, being backed up by a symphony.
So now, the beginning of this concert on Saturday, it's you guys first in the beginning, and then the orchestra's joining you? Is that how it's working?
Yeah, so we're bringing up a pretty incredible band, many of the same faces that people have seen at the Christmas concerts, but it'll be a full six-piece band, including Don and myself and the four musicians. And we're going to do the first half of the show, again, mostly our own original stuff. And what I like about it, I guess, is that we have the flexibility to expand. At the Christmas shows, about half of our show was always Christmas music. In this case, we can do some of the fan favorites and that are our own stuff. So we'll do that. And then take a break, and then when we come back, it'll be with the full symphony doing about 10 or 11 songs with them.
Are you going to get any practice time with the symphony, or are you just going to kind of get on stage and go with it?
No, I think anyone would, that'd be a pretty terrifying prospect, but it's always good to have a little rehearsal. So we're busy rehearsing here with the band. We have the arrangements, and we're making sure that the way we practice them are exactly the way that the symphony is going to be playing them, because they'll be reading what's on the page. And when we get to Timmins, we'll have two rehearsals to go through everything. So we're expecting it to be good and tight.
So is the part that you guys are playing, is it a lot different than than the original way it was written? Did you have to change a lot to coincide with the symphony, or did you kind of write the symphony to work around how it's originally written?
Well, we have, I think, specifically six songs that were written for symphony with the entire ensemble. And those were done by professionals who take the song and look to enhance it with the elements that the symphony brings to the table. So we're not necessarily playing them that differently than we would any other time, but just the presence of having all of those great musicians backing it up, it changes the entire feel of the song and makes it a sort of like a once-in-a-lifetime or once-in-a rare occasion experience for everybody.
When was the last time you played with the orchestra out in Nova Scotia?
2 years ago.
Okay, so it's been a little while.
Yeah, but it really is one of those things that you never forget, and it's a career highlight every time it happens, because as an indie singer-songwriter with Sons of Maxwell for all those years, we know that just adding an extra player sometimes is a deal-breaker on the road, because it's so expensive to travel and stuff, so you can't get 40 or 50 people in a van, so this is an opportunity for us to do some memorable work.
Perfect. Well, it starts at 8 o'clock on Saturday night at Terrio Auditorium. The tickets are at the museum, Alfie Cigar Shop, and Wicked Stuff. Is there anything else people should be expecting to see maybe that's different from what they would normally see from you?
Well, not really. We're going to be coming through with a great band. We think we're going to be well rehearsed, but I guess the obvious thing is there will be another 40 people behind us this time. So,
perfect.
Hold on to your hats.
Right on. Well, thanks for doing this today, and it's going to be. I know it's going to sound amazing. You know, between you guys and how great the symphony is up here, no doubt in my mind, it's going to be a great show on Saturday.
Thanks, Shane.